With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Two Veterans Affairs clinics in Montana were renamed to honor prominent area World War II veterans. The two clinics in Billings were named after Benjamin Steele and Joseph Medicine Crow during a Tuesday ceremony. Steele was born and raised in Roundup, Montana. He joined the Army in 1940 and was a Bataan Death March survivor and a prisoner of war in World War II for over 1,200 days. He died in 2016 at the age of 98. Medicine Crow was born on the Crow Indian Reservation in eastern Montana. He joined the Army in 1943 and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He died in 2016 at the age of 102. Utility regulators have agreed to shield details of a coal supply contract for the Colstrip Power Plant in southeastern Montana for now. The Public Service Commission agreed with Northwestern Energy's argument yesterday that the agreement contained trade secrets that should not be made public. The coal supply deal could affect what its customers pay for electricity as the utility buys a larger share of the Colstrip power plant. Commissioners did agree to look at the deal to determine what information could be released. A Billings police officer who suffered a leg injury when he was struck by a car during a traffic stop has been released from the hospital. Officer Jeremiah Adams was struck Saturday as he and other officers were giving instructions to a group of teenagers in a car. Lieutenant Brandon Woolley says the surgeons used a metal rod, plates, and screws to repair the damage to Adams' leg. He was released from the hospital today and faces up to 6 months of recovery before he can return to full duty. The 14-year-old suspected of driving the car hasn't been charged, but is being held on $100,000 bail. A political newcomer from Stevensville filed for Montana's U.S. Senate seat yesterday, triggering a two-way Republican primary with incumbent Steve Daines. Jenny McConaughey reports.
Daniel R. Larson says he filed to run for U.S. Senate in response to the lack of Republican challengers to Daines. Larson says he wants to give conservative Montanans another choice.
My disappointment with Daines has been kind of growing for a while, and I think that the Republican Party has alienated a lot of people with conservative ideals.
Larson feels the party is currently, quote, missing moral courage, unquote. The 40-year-old manages two Bitterroot Valley Ace hardware stores. Larson is running against U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who was first elected to federal office in 2012 as a U.S. congressman. Daines went on to win one of Montana's U.S. Senate seats in 2014. Four Democrats have also declared their candidacy, but only four of the six total candidates have filed with Montana's Secretary of State. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.